It is the Friday show. Neil Atkinson with Mo Stewart and John Gibbons. To join us, we've got Chris Barber, who John spoke to last night. He was on good form.
He was in great form, yeah, he came in and did some two good jokes you've got to look forward to.
What would you say, two?
Yeah.
A guarantee of two, excellent stuff. And I had the marvellous Pete Selby, who is, it's fair to say, very psyched up for Leicester's Cup final. And if you don't support Leicester in this one by the end of listening to Pete, then I'm going to say that you've got a cold, dead heart. However Sam Barber is, you know, we think that Chris is fantastic. But in front of me, I've got John Gibbons and I've got Mo Stewart. And one of the things, Mo, Liverpool last night in beating Manchester United, listen, there'd have been a lot of hype around what West Ham could or couldn't do. There'd have been a lot of people trying to force the maths around it. We will talk about Brighton versus West Ham. But I think it's actually worth dwelling on that the Premier League season, this season, there are effectively three game weeks left. Mm. And had Liverpool not got a result against Manchester United, we'd have been very close to there being absolutely nothing to play for.
It would have been a very strange scenario. I mean, I think we'd have started to concentrate on transfers, on the Genie situation, and it would just be a little bit more of a depressing end to the season, because let's face it, we are still going to be annoyed having to watch that bloody Champions League final, but it's going to feel a lot better if we know that we're going to have the chance to win it back next season. So the result was massive. I think I did the Talking Reds with Rob in the week, and Rob was kind of talking up the idea of a draw being a decent result and this and that, and I was like, I just think in terms of the momentum needed to go out and win those three games when we haven't been all the time at our best, that win is a massive.
John spoke about it on the Pink last night. Mo, you and I sort of haven't yet. It is a performance that I want to describe as momentous, mm-hmm. in that you suddenly felt like Liverpool had garnered themselves around something. They get the equaliser and they just about deserve it, I think, when they get the equaliser. Then they're terrific until it's 2-1, I'd argue. We're beginning to maybe want the break, and then it comes the other way for us. And then they come out second half and again for 20 minutes there. So there's effectively, in the middle of that match, you know, by the time we get to the sort of the 65th minute mark, you can make a really strong argument Liverpool have been the better side.